Successful people can be at the top of their game in the business world and as parents, but it can sometimes be difficult to stay above it all. Now it's time to learn from an entrepreneur who has made this a reality. Welcome to Straight Up with Chris, real talk on business and parenthood, hosted by Chris Efficiu. Chris and his guests will share ideas and experiences to help you manage your life in business and as a parent. Now, here's Chris Efficiu.
Planning, forecasting, inventory control, multitasking, fiscal management and cost containment, personal development, team building, leadership development, fostering a positive and productive work environment. All of those are elements that we business managers examine and tweak every day. Most of us are comfortable doing that at the office. My question to you is, are we equally comfortable applying the same skills, the same business skills, that is, to the business of parenting? And if not, why not? Well, worry not, my friends, for we have solutions for you on this show today. You're listening to Straight Up with Chris, broadcasting live from Washington, D.C. I'm Chris Efficiu. My guests today are two successful entrepreneurs, Andy McNeil, founder and chief executive officer, and Todd Bloodworth, chief operating officer of American Meetings, Inc., a worldwide leader in event marketing and meeting management. While these gentlemen dedicated their time and energy in building and growing their company, they adopted twins. How did they do it? Well, they're here to tell us. Andy and Todd, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Thank you very much.
Pleasure to have you guys here. And for the benefit of our listeners, if you could give us a little bit of your background and your business activities and the like, so that a framework can be built in the mind of the listener.
Sure, absolutely. AMI is a full-service event marketing and meeting management firm. We work globally on all different types of programs, and we work with our clients to strategically plan their event and meeting strategy and their spend across all departments. And so we help them. We help them strategize and make sure that their overall strategy is a success from a corporate standpoint. We've managed programs for over 3 million attendees over the last 10 years in about 18 different industries. And we love the business because it really gives us the opportunity to interact with our clientele. And we love to travel, and it gives us a great way to see the world.
And the name of the company again is American Meetings?
Yeah, American Meetings, Inc.
And your website is?
AmericanMeetings.com.
That's easy enough. So we haven't done what we've done, what you have done, guys, from a different angle, that is growing a company and raising a young daughter as a single dad. I know it is doable, but most think it is not that easy. What's your take on that?
Well, you know, Andy, you complete my sentences, but, you know, I think we just got to a point where we were successful at business, and we kind of said, do we work to live or live to work, you know, and we found it was completely doable to have both. So we actually, we now have twins that are a year and a half, and obviously, you know, time management, and that there are many skills that we've learned in business with our employees and with our clients that we do bring home. And they help us, you know, run our house, raise a family. So the mindset isn't that much different just in terms of the organization. Sometimes the way you approach it is a little unique, but, you know, the skills kind of go across both platforms.
Absolutely. And let me just, give you a little bit of what lies in your future. in some ways, as you as the kids grow older, things are going to get a whole lot easier, and in some other ways, they're going to get more challenging. No matter which is the case, it will all be beautiful, and it will all be loving, and it will all be the right thing to do because you have the resources, the intellectual and experiential resources, if you will, to take you to the promised land. So to what degree do you find that your business acumen, what you do in business day in and day out, To what degree do you find that that transfers in your parenting?
I mean, for me personally, especially with twins, so after, you know, growing a company to a nice size, you know, that was all about, more than anything, time management and making sure we're spending the right amount of time with our clients, making sure we're spending the right time on sales. And I think, like I said, especially with twins, that really played into and played into effect, you know, having to schedule them to make sure that everyone's on the same schedule is incredibly important with two babies. And I definitely found myself doing the same thing in business as I did at home, which is making sure that we were on schedule and we had time for everything and everyone was at the right place at the right time and making sure things were being done correctly. And so from my perspective, time management was probably the biggest thing that I brought in initially, especially the first year when you're trying to get everybody on sleep schedules and making sure that you're not blurry-eyed for your next meeting.
Absolutely. And that requires both dedication and focus, as you said before, because the iPhone or the smartphone, whatever the brand may be, it's almost an appendage to all of us, and it is up to us to kind of limit its intrusion. And kudos to you, Andy, because when I called you earlier in the week to chat about this show, you very politely but very succinctly stated that, can we talk some other time because I'm making dinner for my family? And I had a smile from ear to ear because it was, yeah, that's what it takes. That's what it is. And you can't allow anyone who feels that that's the appropriate time to call you to interrupt what you feel it is appropriate to do at that point for your family, any more or any less than you would allow someone to do the same thing to you in the office. I mean, people don't barge in to your office and start their own agenda to the exclusion of yours. There are rules of engagement, if you will, and if nothing else, simply being polite that, you know, you knock on the door and you
I couldn't agree more. Especially with newborns. I mean, it's so important to give them the time that they need to develop with you, develop that bond, and that really happens in the first 2 years. So we've been very, very specific that from, you know, 5:30 to 8 every night is family time, and unless it's an emergency, we do our best to be at home and focused with the kids.
Absolutely. Just out of curiosity, how old were they when they joined your family?
Well, we actually got them from surrogacy, not adoption. I should have clarified that. But so we've had them since day zero. Very excited.
How wonderful. I mean, I'm almost speechless, and that doesn't happen very frequently. but that is superb. And again, what you are investing into now in time and love and attention to them, it will come back to you in many folds as they grow older. So time management is certainly one of those things that is important, but multitasking is probably one of the biggest ones, especially as you are running a company and you're growing a company.
Adhering to budgets.
Well, let's talk about multitasking first, and then the budget thing everybody's going to know about. So we'll do it. It's due course. So you never do one thing at a time because there's just not enough time. All of us, especially those of us who run our own businesses, we're hopelessly trying to pack 25 hours in a 24-hour day. And the only day, since there's no way that you can obviously do that, the only way that you can accomplish that goal is by increasing the yield of the time. And therefore, that means that you have to do more things at the same time.
Absolutely.
You find yourselves doing that at both venues, you know, and I'm not talking about being at home with a family and doing work. That's not multitasking. It's actually being at work and doing two or three different tasks at the same time, all work related, and then being at home and doing multiple tasks at the same time, all home related.
No, absolutely. You know, while we're at the office, you know, our business is so unique that it really isn't a you can't be in the same mind frame all the time. You have to be able to pick up a phone, respond to an email, meet with a client, get on an airplane even. And you know, in that time frame, we're working in, you know, taking the kids to their classes, to their swim lessons. So you really do have to be able to shift and not get frazzled. And once you kind of get in the mode, I mean, it does come with a little bit of practice, but, you know, it's completely possible and it's quite enjoyable. But you do find, you know, there isn't enough time in the day sometimes. So, you know, you kind of see where you fell short, maybe the day or two prior, and you tend not to make the same mistakes. 'Cause when you do, you know, it even causes, you know, a lot more of your energy to correct those things than it would be to have just done it correct the first time. So you know, you just have to be able to shift and maneuver, and I think that's all part of a successful business strategy.
Absolutely, and I think if I can put my professor's hat on for a second, I think that when you mentioned that you just examine what you did in your day and you find out where you fell short and you try to strategize how to bridge that shortfall, you just described what in business schools teach as gap analysis.
And there you go. That's it.
And again, this is not me trying to be professorial. This is me trying to illuminate the fact that things that we consider as business people and as parents, same individual, that they apply in one setting but not in the other, nothing could be further from the truth. And this was not a question that we had prepped. We didn't prep any questions, actually, but this is something that you just mentioned that is evidence of that fact. So let's go to your favorite subject, cost containment. Well, cost containment is part of a fiscal responsibility umbrella, a forecasting umbrella, a budgeting umbrella, and an element of that, of course, is containing cost. But I think that more people are able to contain costs better than they can actually create a budget which will forecast a certain amount of costs. I'd be very interested to have your take on that after we come back from a short break. So we will be back with more. I'm Chris Efesio, and my guests are Andy McNeil and Todd Bloodworth, and you're listening to Straight Up with Chris on Voice America Variety Channel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a moment.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Are you a father trying to figure out how to effectively communicate with your daughter? Perhaps you're a working mother trying to juggle the weight of running a business and a household. Entrepreneur, business leader, speaker, mentor, and coach, Chris Efesio understands the challenge of being a working parent. In the last 20 years, he founded several businesses, bought and sold companies, hired over 1,000 employees, while raising his daughter as a single dad. It is the parenting of his daughter that he considers his single largest accomplishment. Chris is now sharing his lessons on how to be a mentor, communicate effectively, and cultivate leadership principles for your business and your family by using the same skills and concepts common in all well-run businesses. His book, CDO, Chief Daddy Officer, The Business of Fatherhood, explores his relationship with his daughter and how he was able to negotiate his way to professional and personal success. Visit www.cdochiefdaddyofficer.com for more information on his book, speaking engagements, and other offerings and activities.
Tune in to Patricia Raskin Positive Living on VoiceAmerica.com every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time and 11 a.m. Pacific Time. This program brings you practical and inspiring principles for living a more authentic, engaging, and passionate life. Patricia's guests will give you a formula for connecting, giving, forgiving, and miraculous living. So tune in and call in to Patricia Raskin Positive Living Mondays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time and 11 a.m. Pacific Time right here on the Voice America Variety Channel. It's practical, positive solutions for a happy, empowered, and successful life.
Streaming live, the leader in internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
You are listening to Straight Up with Chris, real talk on business and parenthood with your host, Chris Efesiou. If you have a question or comment for Chris and his guest, please call 1-866-472-5788. Again, that's 1-866-472-5788. If you'd rather send an email, please send it to chris@straightupwithchris.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to Straight Up with Chris. Let me hear from you. Send me an email and we can ask your questions to the best of our ability or certainly give your opinion. Send the email to chris@straightupwithchris.com. You can also visit my website at chrisefesiou.com or cdochiefdaddyofficer.com and follow us on Twitter at Chief Daddy Officer. I'm Chris Efesiou. I'm here with my guests Andy McNeil and Todd Bloodworth, and they are with the CEO and COO of American Meetings, Inc. Their website is americanmeetings.com. Check them out. And just before we went on break, we were speaking of the necessity, the requirement of creating a forecast, a budget, if you will, and containing costs both at work and at home. So I'm turning it over to you. Just give us your take on that and your golden nuggets of wisdom.
Well, you know, I think, you know, we manage very large budgets for very cost-conscious clients, and especially with the downturn in 2008, that became even more so. So finding value and expanding the value of every dollar is something that's just bred into AMI and our project managers and our project management philosophy. So bringing that home was relatively easy and probably something that we already had in place with twins, and I think it was estimated that we changed 5,000 diapers in the first year alone. you can imagine the cost of that. You know, we wanted to do organic baby food. We wanted to do it right. Todd and I are a little bit older. This is probably the only time we're ever going to have kids. We wanted to try to do the best and give them the best. But with that, you know, there's cost to it. So finding the best deal, doing research, everything from getting a Target credit card because you get 5% off when you use your Target credit card all the time. All those things are just completely transferable from our business to our day-to-day lives as kids, using Amazon to research the best price and getting stuff drop-shipped here so we didn't have to make the extra trips. All those things that we kind of implemented, but I think it's already bred into us.
Yeah, and just to piggyback on that, you know, with our business and a lot of other businesses, you know, can attest to this, unless you're planning ahead financially, you know, you may not survive the hard times. And you know, that's something, you know, as parents now, you know, you're always thinking about. And I never had to really think about it prior to having children. You know, I never worried about tomorrow or next month as much as I do now with children. It's something that you always have to kind of, you know, keep in the forefront of your head. And you know, we've always done that with our business, but to now take that kind of those budget skills and say, you know, we're not just doing today, you know, we may have to cut back on some luxuries here because, you know, we've got college to pay for, we've got school to pay for. These are, you know, unaccounted items, you know, that we didn't have, you know, 2 years ago, but now they seem to come up every day. So we need to be sure that we're meeting all of those goals as well.
Absolutely. And it actually transcends beyond budgets. It's the whole mindset. For instance, when I became a single parent, one of the biggest things that hit me immediately was not only I'm going to have to do it by myself because in terms financially, because I was the only person in the home that worked outside of the home. So that I was already in the right mode. But the thing that kind of popped into my head was, what in the heck happens to this little girl if something happened to me? And being a single parent, the immediate thing that I started thinking about and shopping and from shopping for and from when the idea first came into my head to when I actually bought a sizable life insurance policy was 48 hours. Because this is not to say that money will ease the pain, but for crying out loud, if the pain they're going to have because they're going to miss a loved one, let's not perpetuate the pain or make it more severe by adding other day-to-day worries on top of that. And when we look back at what do we do that, how do we do that in business, that's kind of, in a way, not quite so, but it's budgeting for the worst-case scenario or succession planning.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's you know, we're always thinking, you know, two steps ahead of where we are. Whether it's, you know, growing our employees, growing our client base, you know, growing our family, growing our, you know, assets, it doesn't matter what it is. You can never settle in the moment. You definitely have to think way into the future and then keep yourself stable.
Absolutely. And my belief has always been that business people tend to make, or people who enjoy and employ business skills tend to make better parents, and good parents, without question, make pretty good business people. The skills are the same, and they're.
I would agree with that.
Yep.
Absolutely.
So, I know that certainly at home, but at the office as well, you've got to have patience.
Yes, you do.
Because what you want to do may not necessarily be the first agenda item of either your children or your team at work. Talk to me about that.
Well, Todd and I have different philosophies about patience. Todd's a lot more patient than I am. But I think when it comes to how that I think being partners in business and partners at home, it's interesting, what I've seen, especially with the new dynamics of the children, is that we're actually different than we are at work. We focus on the kids and be as patient as we possibly can because they're children, but they make, you know, they make mistakes, they frustrate you at times, and you can't be impatient with them because of that. You need to understand that they're learning. On the other hand, at work, when you've told someone something five or six times and they're still doing it incorrectly, you might get a little impatient with them. So they're an adult and they should be working, you know, as a professional to work at their highest capacity. So I think, you know, bringing that home was not an option for me because I am a little bit more impatient than Todd is. Todd has an incredible ability to not get flustered both at home and at work. But I, you know, really focus on that with the kids and try to bite my tongue. And Todd might disagree with my about the reality sometimes, but I really try to be patient with the kids, especially with twins. Sometimes it is just literally insane in the house, and every day gets a little crazier here now that they're getting closer to two. But it's all fun and completely enjoyable.
Yeah, and we need to be sure that we don't bring home a bad day at the office back to the house. And the same goes if we're having a bad day at the house. We don't want a bad environment at the office. You know, we don't want people to be able to read us because it was a rough morning or because it was a rough night. Because they are, you have to treat them both separately. But the philosophy is the same where, you know, if you can keep the patience and keep level heads you know, ultimately it just adds for success. It's when you become a little flustered, you make bad decisions, that things start to fall apart. So, if you just step back for a couple of minutes and then come back and reapproach it, usually you do a better, you come at it a better time the second time.
It does take patience and it does take focus and it does take taking time for yourself. And I don't know where you guys find that time to decompress.
Absolutely.
And not transfer whatever it is that is bugging you at the office at home or the other way around, as you stated. I remember when, at some point of my raising my daughter, I lived within striking distance, a stone throws away from the office. And to this day, she kids me that I drove to the office every day, and it could not have been more than 200 yards. What she didn't know is that I drove because I never left the house and went to the office, and the other way around, never left the office and went to the house, because most of us have a pretty pressure cook kind of day, and walking into the place where you live and attempting to bring that at home just doesn't work, and it's not fair to those at either end of you.
Right, you're right.
So we've got an email from one of our listeners. Let's take his question. The question comes from Josh from Memphis, Tennessee. He says, I can't imagine juggling two babies and running a business. Well, he's not the only one. What has been your biggest challenge that impacted your business as you became parents of twins, and how did you handle it? That's a great question.
Yeah, that's a great question. The biggest one by far and away, because of the nature of our business, is the travel. So, you know, Todd and I have been doing this, and for our company and for other companies, for each of us, for about 20 years since college. So this industry requires you that you're on a plane, that you're going from one city to another, from one country to another at times. You can be gone for long stretches of time. So as we moved into when the kids were about to be delivered, we made a conscious effort to invest in some more managers at our company and to diversify our travel, our travel amongst our staff as well as us, to make and less for us, to make sure that we could be at home more. We do a lot more conference calls than sales calls than we used to, and we even developed a virtual studio in our corporate offices where we can do sales calls via WebEx now versus getting on a plane. I was a firm believer in making sure that you had to be in front of the customer to close the business. But over the last 2 years, we've made a strategic decision to generate our leads through search engine optimization and then try to close them virtually without even having to go into their office. And that has given us a new level of freedom with our family that we would not have had if we had kept the old getting on a plane to see a client or a new potential client.
Great idea. To be continued, let's take a short break, and we'll be back with more. I'm Chris FSU. My guests are Andy McNeil and Todd Bloodworth, and you're listening to Straight Up with Chris on Voice America Variety Channel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a moment.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Are you a father trying to figure out how to effectively communicate with your daughter? Perhaps you're a working mother trying to juggle the weight of running a business and a household. Entrepreneur, business leader, speaker, mentor, and coach, Chris Epiciu understands the challenge of being a working parent. In the last 20 years, he founded several businesses, bought and sold companies, hired over 1,000 employees, while raising his daughter as a single dad. It is the parenting of his daughter that he considers his single largest accomplishment. Chris is now sharing his lessons on how to be a mentor, communicate effectively, and cultivate leadership principles for your business and your family by using the same skills and concepts common in all well-run businesses. His book, CDO, Chief Daddy Officer, The Business of Fatherhood, explores his relationship with his daughter and how he was able to negotiate his way to professional and personal success. Visit www.cdochiefdaddyofficer.com for more information on his book, speaking engagements, and other offerings and activities. Go behind the scenes of what you see, hear, and read on the news. Learn the ins and outs of public relations on Stars of PR with Cindy R. every Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time. Cindy Rakowitz is a Clio Award winner and is the co-founder of BR Public Relations, who wants to share her PR experiences and knowledge with you. Learn how to handle a crisis, deal with celebrities, and become a terrific PR executive. Listen to The Stars of PR with Cindy R. every Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time, 10 a.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Variety Channel.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
You are listening to Straight Up with Chris, real talk on business and parenthood with your host, FSCU. If you have a question or comment for Chris and his guest, please call 1-866-472-5788. Again, that's 1-866-472-5788. If you'd rather send an email, please send it to chris@straightupwithchris.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to Straight Up with Chris. Keep those emails coming. Send them to chris@straightupwithchris.com. I'm Chris Epiciu, and my guests are Andy McNeil and Todd Bloodworth. And just before we went on break, in case you just joined us, we had taken and answered a question from Josh in Memphis, Tennessee, who stated, I couldn't imagine juggling two babies and running a business. What has been your biggest challenge that impacted your business as you became parents of twins, and how did you handle it? And I will let one of you guys recap that.
...with us that we had to manage, and on top of that, it was really utilizing your staff and trusting that you've hired the right people to make some important decisions. And, the delegating of responsibilities and letting them assume, that the actions that they take and the decisions they make really affect the company. And once we empowered them to do that, we found they were quite good at it. Where before, we never wanted to release that control. And Andy, feel free to add. It's a weight off your shoulders when you know that you've put the right people in place and you've trained them correctly and they know what they're doing, that you can focus on other things, whether it be sales or marketing or operations or, your family or, things you need to do around the house. So it was a good feeling to know that we had the right people in place.
Perfect. And just before we move to the next subject, we just got an other question. This one from Candace from Columbus, Ohio. And this question is related to the previous question. And it says, you just said that you don't want to bring a bad day home or at work. What do you do not to bring a dark cloud home or to work? It can be as simple as changing your mindset, especially when a problem weighs heavily on your mind.
Well, you know what? A bad day at work is, you're driving home, but the minute you get to your house and you see your kids running for the door and their smiles, I mean, it really does. You kind of forget about what happened in the office. And, what's harder is, to see your kids having a bad morning and then have to go to the office and to not bring that in with you. But it really is, you know, just kind of shifting focus and really kind of, you know, embedding yourself in the work that needs to be done. You know, you really don't have time to go up and down with your emotions as you may want. But, you know, when you flip that switch in your head, I'm in the office now, let's focus. You know, it is some work, but, you know, you kind of always think about that. Okay, I'm going to be, you know, home at 5:30 and I'm going to get those smiles again. So, in the back of your mind, I think you're always picturing your family and it makes you feel good. And it kind of like lets you remember why you're working so hard to begin with. It's so you can take care of them.
It is absolutely true, and I'm not sure if this listener had heard the comment that I had made earlier. In my case, when I was raising my daughter, I would actually drive for quite some time, even though the distance was negligible. I mean, I could have walked there faster than driving my car and parking it, but the reason I did that is because I used that time to clear my head, to decompress, to allow whatever was bugging me at work to not bring it at home. And for a good portion of that time, while I had the inherent stresses of growing the business, I was also going through a tumultuous divorce. So it was business and personal at home, and I was committed to keep it personal only. I'm sorry, it was business and personal at the office, but I was committed to keep it personal only at home because this young lady that I was raising did not ask for any of that, and I was committed not to bring that garbage in with me. And I dare say that I succeeded most of the times, not all the time. I don't think anybody does. But again, as an advice to that listener, what do you do to keep that cloud away? And especially the second part of the question, it can be as simple as just changing your mindset, especially when the problem weighs heavily on your mind.
Well, I definitely think it's a conscious effort. I think you just made a conscious effort to be present because that's what you have to be. I mean, when you work and you have to juggle a career as well as your children, especially when both parents are working, you really do have to make a conscious effort. And it is as simple as, you know, when you're walking, you know, when you're walking up the driveway, say, okay, it's time for the kids. And as Todd said, they make it very easy because they, you know, it makes you smile as soon as you see them when they're running towards you.
You know, and just like our parents told us, you know, someone out there always has it worse than you. You know, as bad as you think it is at that particular moment, it's probably not. And, you know, most things are correctable. And, you know, at the office or at home, you know, how bad is it really? You know, and you kind of change your perspective a little bit.
Yes, you do. And at the office, we're all big about developing our people. And depending on the size of the company or the mindset of the management, it can be anything as a informal type of track that you put together to make that your people get from point A to point B, and they do that to the benefit of both the company and themselves. But we do some of that, we do more of that, or should do more of that at home. What do you think of that? What is your, your children are pretty young, but it starts at time zero.
Well, yeah, you know, never, when it comes to training, never underestimate. I think you'll always be surprised. the things are, you know, kids can do right now just blow me away. And in fact, I think sometimes the trainer becomes the trainee. And with our staff, you know, I never want to underestimate their ability to continue to grow and develop as professionals. And, if you give them the resources, I think you'll be surprised at the outcome sometimes, even from the people who really followed us on the totem pole when it comes to the way you're organized, can sometimes succeed the most. You know, I never want to put barriers in front of our children or in front of our employees. You know, we expect great things from them, and you know, I hope we get it.
And the only way you can get it is if you foster a fairly productive, somewhat relaxing, but certainly a respectful, positive atmosphere at the office, and most certainly at home.
Right. You still got to follow the rules. You know, we can't break the rules. Sometimes we can bend them, you know, across the board, rules are in place for a reason, and you know, we expect those guidelines to be met. But again, you know, there is a level of flexibility that we try to you know, encourage on both sides as well.
Absolutely. So I was impressed by a comment that you had made a little bit earlier with regard to delegating and finding new resources of running your business, and that was that you did your sales pitches now over WebEx and closed sales over that. So technology must certainly play a very large role in your own personal makeup, and that transfers to the way you run your company. To what degree is that transferring at home?
Well, you know, our kids are already pretty good at FaceTiming. It's if we can't be, you know, the next best thing to not being face to face and being able to give each other goodnight kisses, you know, at least we can see them. You know, it's, you know, it just kind of blows my mind what these little kids can do and how they have these ways of communicating that we didn't have, you know, 10, 15, 20 years ago. So it does make it a little easier, but again, we just never underestimate them at home. They're very smart. They catch on quickly, and you know, they're always up for a new challenge, and we don't want to stifle their creativity or their growth, that's for sure.
Do they play with electronics at this tender age of 1.5?
Oh yeah, they can talk to Siri on the iPhone. They can play with the.
They babble with Siri. Yeah, she doesn't understand them often, but
yeah. Yeah, but she also use the iPad for different games, and we turned our office into kind of a second playroom, our home office into a second playroom, and so there's a computer in there, and they jump up on the computer and they use the mouse and bang on the keyboard, and what amazes me is how intuitive all that is to them, and they I can see that they'll be using the computer in the very, very near future.
And we've tried to substitute the real expensive electronics with, you know, what is essentially a children's toy, and boy, they know the difference. I don't know how, but they know what we're using, and they want to use the same things, and it's pretty remarkable.
Indeed it is. We will be back after a short break, and we have received another email that I am sure you will enjoy mulling over, because it probably describes what many, many of us do. But let's just talk about that at the other side of the break. I'm Chris Efficio, and my guests are Andy McNeil and Todd Bloodworth, and you're listening to Straight Up with Chris on Voice America Variety Channel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a moment.
News. Opinion.
Hear me.
Your voice counts. Call toll-free 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787. VoiceAmerica.com.
Are you a father trying to figure out how to effectively communicate with your daughter? Perhaps you're a working mother trying to juggle the weight of running a business and a household. Entrepreneur, business leader, speaker, mentor, and coach, Chris Epicu understands the challenge of being a working parent. In the last 20 years, he founded several businesses, bought and sold companies, hired over 1,000 employees, while raising his daughter as a single dad. It is the parenting of his daughter that he considers his single largest accomplishment. Chris is now sharing his lessons on how to be a mentor, communicate effectively, and cultivate leadership principles for your business and your family by using the same skills and concepts common in all well-run businesses. His book, CDO, Chief Daddy Officer, The Business of Fatherhood, explores his relationship with his daughter and how he was able to negotiate his way to professional and personal success. Visit www.cdochiefdaddyofficer.com for more information on his book, speaking engagements, and other offerings and activities.
Think of the world 50 years ago. Now think of this same world and how it'll be 50 years from now. Did you know that if the world's population continues to grow at its current rate, our children and grandchildren will only have 25% of the resources per capita that our parents and grandparents had? We must preserve the foundation of a quality standard of living. That foundation starts with Go Green Radio. Join your host, Jill Buck, for Go Green Radio every Friday at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Voice America.
Stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
You are listening to Straight Up with Chris. Real talk on business and parenthood with your host, Chris Epicu. If you have a question or comment for Chris and his guest, please call 1-866-472-5788. Again, that's 1-866-472-5788. If you'd rather send an email, please send it to chris@straightupwithchris.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to Straight Up with Chris. Thank you for sending us your emails. Keep them coming. Send them to Chris at straightupwithchris.com. I'm your host, Chris Epicu, and my guests are Andy McNeil and Todd Bloodworth. And as we were going on break, we received an email from a person calling himself Working From Home Dad. He says, I'm one of those dads who works from home, so sometimes it is impossible to keep a clear line between family and business issues and emotions. My kids always accept that concept by saying that they would prefer having me next to them rather than just talking to me on the phone. My concern is that besides the fact that I'm there, many times I'm not there in mind. I'm assuming that the person saying I'm there physically, but not there emotionally. What are your thoughts?
You know, I think everybody's situation is different. Chris, you had a daughter and you went through a divorce, and, you know, you kind of found a way to make it work and be successful. We're two dads raising twins, you know, and we go to an office where, you know, we might prefer to work in the house. We haven't done that. So, you know, it's kind of hard to put yourself in someone else's situation. I just think, again, all of the business skills that you may learn in terms of, you know, dealing with people coming into your office or dealing with things that go unexpected. You know, it's just a part of how you deal with things just in general. I think everybody's unique. So it's really hard to kind of say much about that other than, you know, things happen and you kind of shift and maneuver.
It is entirely the truth, and to alleviate the concern or part of the concern of that listener, I can say that by being there physically, even if your mind is not there all the time, it does not mean that you're disengaged emotionally. There are an awful lot of parents out there who are in the house day in and day out, but have no idea what their kids are doing, who their friends are, what is their favorite color, what's their favorite music, what makes them laugh, what makes them cry, yet they're there day in and day out, physically there. What is the use of having a parent who is there 24/7, who knows nothing about their children, versus having a parent there who is physically there, but emotionally engaged, yet because of his work, working from home, oftentimes other priorities overtake. Kids understand that. I am convinced of that. I have spoken to other parents who have been in the same situations, and I'm sure you guys can probably talk about that as well. They are understanding beyond our understanding of it. And therefore, be mindful of it to the listener I'm talking, but don't beat yourself up that you're doing something wrong. Thank you for your question.
Yeah, and I'd say just the opposite of that is, you know, we probably don't see our children as much as we want to because we're in an office. So, you know, he looks at it as sometimes being emotionally disconnected, where we look at it as being physically absent sometimes, where we would like to be closer. And I think kids are resilient and they tend to understand.
We have another question. This one comes from Mary from Kansas City. She says, what kind of sacrifices have you made to make sure that the business continues to thrive?
That's a great question. Well, especially when both partners of a relationship are also partners in the business, you know, we've had to make financial sacrifices for years. And, you know, sometimes to the detriment of ourselves to keep employees retained, you know, and not let them go when business doesn't go like you thought it was going to go. And all businesses have their ups and the downs. You have good years, you have bad years, you have okay years. But I think the financial stress of running a small to medium sized business is unlike anything else in a career path, whether you're working for a large corporation or the government, a teacher or professor. In the small business category, everything is on the line. If your business doesn't succeed, it's quite likely that you're financially destitute as well, because most business owners have such a passion for what they're doing, they will put everything from mortgaging their house to putting them in a 401k to make sure the business survives. So the financial commitment is usually great, and it's probably by far and away the greatest sacrifice.
And we have just enough time for one more question and a quick answer. This question comes from Joyce from our backyard here in Washington, D.C. She says, having twins Has having twins changed how you view your work or your life? What is the greatest surprise or aha moment at home and in business? Another great question.
Absolutely. It's changed our life, you know, 180 degrees for the better for us. You know, it just put everything in perspective on why we work so hard, and we look forward to the future in a way that you know, I've never looked at the future before. It's amazing, and you know, I can't wait to see 5, 10, 15, 20 years down the road when they get families of their own, or you know, they may choose to just work really hard and have successful businesses without family. Either's fine with us, but this is the right thing for us, and we couldn't be more happy about it.
And in 30 seconds, Todd, what was your aha moment, either at work or at home? And Andy, I'm going to ask you the same in a second.
The aha moment, it's just, you know, I enjoy coming home. You know, I work hard, but just coming in the door every day is just seeing their faces, it blows me away every time. I love it, and it just makes it all worthwhile, all the hard work.
Wonderful. Andy, your moment?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was that I was able to detach myself from my business after working so hard to grow the business, I was able to trust the staff that had been with us for a long time to help us take the responsibility away from us, so we could have time to leave at 5:30 make sure that we're at home with our children when, you know, most likely we were working to 7 to 8 at night every night, 320 days of the year. So I think knowing that we could do that was the biggest surprise, and trusting in them was one of the biggest positive outtakes of having kids.
Well, to be continued, certainly lots more to talk about and no time to talk about them. Andy, Todd, thank you so very much for your time, candor, and I hope that you will join us at some future show.
We'd love to. Thank you for having us.
My pleasure. I hope you join me next Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern on Straight Up with Chris, Real Talk for Business and Parenthood. Until then, seize the moment, every moment, at work and at home. I'm Chris Efesiou. I'll talk with you next week. So long.
Thank you again for tuning in to Straight Up with Chris, Real Talk on Business and Parenthood. Please join your host, Chris Efesiou, again next Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time and 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Variety Channel. Make it an engaging week at work and at home.